All righty, and mute. Okay, can you guys hear me? Oh, I can't hear you. All right, so welcome. Wow, we are at the Y's of the Alphabetics of Health. And thanks for all of you who have joined us from A to Z. We're pleased to remind you that we will be continuing the series starting next week with the Alphabetics of Herbs. We've been doing the Alphabetics of Health, and we're going to start, actually, we're starting this week because there was no dis-ease that started with Z, so we're doing zinc at noon on Thursday, July 15th with Morgan Jenkins. As you know, if you have been listening, Joan Kasich, Jerry Tribble, Morgan Jenkins, and I, Sherry Jakes, are all certified natural health professionals with a combined experience of 60-plus years in the natural health industry, even though we're quite young, mind you. So next week, we're going to hear about Adaptimax, and that's a Nature Sunshine product, and bee pollen. We will mostly be doing single herbs so that anyone can understand them. Remember, we are at 6:30 on Tuesday nights and 12 noon on Thursday, taking 10 to 15 minutes of your time. Yeasty beasties, I must say that I see at least 50 to 70% of clients that muscle test for yeast overgrowth and fungal infections due to a microorganism called Candida albicans, and I've heard doctors call it Candida, so it's whatever you want to call it. This one diagnosis is responsible in part for thrush, vaginal yeast infections, lowered immune response, and problems in the bowels. This is often difficult to diagnose by the medical profession, and it's frequently caused by the use of antibiotics and steroids, sometimes birth control pills. These destroy the friendly flora or the probiotics of the intestinal tract. Thrush in infants is a symptom of yeast overgrowth. Infants with fungal infections are frequently colicky, so you might notice that if you have a colicky child. You might look in the back of the throat for the white coating and the little spots. And other possible symptoms that past childhood include toenail fungus, athlete's foot, frequent colds and infections or sinus problems, itchy ears, and by the way, ear candling is really good for that, ringworm, jock itch, and diaper rash. I know a baby who was born with yeast, getting it from her mother's vaginal canal during birth. She had a fiery red hot diaper rash just from using cloth diapers from a diaper service that had an antibiotic solution for the rinse water. And boy, did it take a while to get rid of that. So everyone who is healthy, everyone actually, has yeast in their colon, and it's kept in check by that friendly flora I spoke of before, the probiotics. Yeast helps to decay the body when the soul has passed on. It's only when the yeast multiplies out of control that it becomes a problem. Yeast infections in the colon weaken the immune system, increase the risk of food allergies. It can increase respiratory congestion, and it also can contribute to the development of intestinal inflammation and leaky gut syndrome. And that's a lengthy discussion we can do another time. When the yeast are no longer contained in the colon where they're supposed to be, they push through the colon wall and they travel to different parts of the body, usually to the person's weakest link. So if you have sinus infections, that's where the yeast is going to go. If you have chronic constipation, that's where the yeast is going to go. If you have respiratory problems, that's where it's going to travel to. So more of the symptoms that are characteristic are, as I just mentioned, constipation and or diarrhea. Sometimes you can have one or the other, and they switch back and forth. Colitis, abdominal pain, canker sores, persistent heartburn, muscle and joint pain, sore throats, nagging coughs, numb hands, legs, or face, tingling sensations. Acne is also candidiasis. Vaginitis, kidney and bladder infections, depression, hyperactivity, hypothyroidism followed by adrenal problems, foggy thinking and that diaper rash. So you can see when there are such a host of symptoms that it's very hard to diagnose what's going on for some of these people. Also, some people afflicted with candidiasis may develop a sensitivity to the environment. Many cannot tolerate the smell of rubber, petroleum products, cigarette smoke, exhaust fumes, and mold. I know when I was suffering with candidiasis, I walked into a moldy, beautiful old church, but it was so filled with mold, I had to get up and leave. Now, women who are diagnosed with a yeast infection should also be checked for diabetes according to the prescription for nutritional healing. Because their vaginal environment is more conducive to the growth of yeast, diabetics are at a greater risk of contracting a yeast infection such as candida. It's very important to restore the body's friendly bacteria with probiotics. They are the antidote to antibiotics and steroids. L-reuteri, or Reuteri, as my German friends say, is a strain of lactobacillus bacteria that are really particularly aggressive at knocking down yeast. And then Nature Sunshine's Probiotic 11 is the best choice for restoring healthy flora over the long run after you get rid of the yeast, because it contains 11 different strains of lactobacillus. Other probiotic products that may be helpful include Acidophilus and Bifidophilus. These products should be taken 30 minutes before breakfast on an empty stomach, unless you drink coffee, as the acid kills it. And it's not the caffeine, it's the acid that kills it. Or just before bedtime, if you take it. Remember that these usually need to be refrigerated, so if you put a few by the bedside, you'll remember to take them. At least that's what I have to do. Even better, the capsules, which are enterically coated so they don't digest in the stomach, can be opened and the contents put into a pint of warm water. This can be injected rectally using an enema bottle. I know everybody likes to talk about enemas. The solution of water and probiotics should be held in the colon for about 15 to 20 minutes before expelling. And what this does is it plants the bacteria right where they are needed, and it bypasses that stomach acid, which can destroy them. Probiotics can also be used as a douche for vaginal yeast infections. I've had several ladies put some silver shield in a cup of warm water and open 6 caps of Bifidophilus or Probiotic 11 and insert into the vagina with a bulb syringe. So that's like a little ear syringe. And if you do this at night, you can wear a pad to bed and the liquid will just come out gently and it'll bathe all those yeasty, itchy, miserable tissues. There are a number of products that can directly kill or inhibit the yeast, and the best choice is the yeast fungal detox or the new Candida Clear, which includes the wonderful enzymes that digest the coating of the yeast. Other products that are antifungal include garlic, and I personally like raw garlic the best, caprylic acid, caprylimmune, powdiarco tea tree oil, lavender oil, and pawpaw cell rag. Another good remedy is olive leaf extract, and I'd like to go into a little detail about this one. Although olive leaf has only been in use for a relatively short time, initial results are really positive. It's been used successfully for a variety of infections and chronic conditions. In addition, people who lead stressful lives and experience frequent reduced immune function could benefit from the regular use of olive leaf extract for preventing infections. I don't know about you, but life can be stressful. Supplemental olive leaf extract often helps with viral, bacterial, fungal, and protozoan, translate as parasites, infections, and that includes influenza, the common cold, Epstein-Barr virus, Candida, herpes type 1 and type 2, which includes shingles, AIDS, chronic fatigue, hepatitis B, pneumonia, gonorrhea, and malaria. And those are all taken from the Nature Sunshine Comprehensive Guide. It could be considered to avoid infections of wounds, the urinary tract, and the ears. So infections in all those places. In addition, olive leaf contains phytochemicals that may be helpful for reducing circulation problems and inflammation. The Candida Cleanse and Diet, we mustn't forget the diet, should be followed for 3 months. I sometimes start slowly with clients, but I almost always find that longer time is needed to correct the lifestyle. I know when I say 3 months right off the bat, they cringe and say, no way. So I start with 3 weeks, and then we test again, and we always go 3 months. So it's always needed to, the longer time is needed to correct that lifestyle. And you know what? It ain't easy, but it can be done. To eliminate yeast, it's extremely important that simple sugars and refined carbohydrates be eliminated from the diet because those feed the yeast. It's important to give up the beer and wine due to the fermentation process, soda, coffee, and black tea. It is wonderful to eat simple organic foods that do not come from a package. Eating close to Mother Earth is the ticket. One other consideration is that parasite activity encourages yeast. So if you want to do a parasite cleanse or the Tiao Ha liver cleanse first, or any kind of colon cleanse, that really helps get rid of the yeast faster. It makes sense, you know, if you clear the way, then when you start trying to get rid of the little yeasty beasties, you have clear sailing, I'll say. So if you want to hear any of the topics that we've covered in the past few weeks, you can do so at www.dimensionsofhealth.net in the herb section, and very soon, www.herbspecialist.com. Or you can listen any time of day at before the next class is recorded, and the phone number is what we've just used. No, it's not. It's different. It's 712-432-1085, and the PIN for that is 492-724-pound, and you can do that before the next class is recorded. So you could get this one, and actually until Thursday at noon, and then it goes away. So I'm going to ask now if there are any questions from the information that we've covered. Does anyone have a question?
Sherry, this is Jerry. I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
If you're going to do raw garlic for a candida therapy, how do you do that and how much would you use?
Well, what I do with people who are not used to having raw garlic, and I do have them start with one clove, usually at dinner time, you know, nobody wants to eat garlic in the morning or at lunch except me and you. So I have them do a clove, and I have them chop it up and put it on their whatever vegetable they're having for dinner. And then if they can work up, I know when I cook broccoli now, I put 3 cloves of raw garlic on it. And I may be the only person eating, but I can't finish it all in one night. But that raw garlic, you want it raw. You can put it on the warm vegetable, and it'll warm it up. I did have one guy he had mono. And he had it so badly, he was just chopping raw garlic. I mean, he could barely breathe through his throat. It was so swollen. So he was chopping raw garlic and putting it in the blender and just drinking it. And he got almost completely well in 5 days. The doctor was amazed. Does that help?
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah, that's a lot of garlic, though, right?
Yes, but you know, I mean, the more I eat, the more I can eat. I mean, it's just wonderful, and it makes me feel so good.
So you don't want to cook the garlic, so putting it in your cooked foods or cooking it with your foods doesn't count.
That's correct, and I have a lot of people who ask that, and I say, you know what, if you're an Italian cook, you cannot sauté onion without garlic. I know that. So use some garlic in the sauté if you want. But at the end of the spaghetti sauce or the whatever, the marinara you're making, you still put raw garlic in and you just let it warm.
Now, sorry.
All right, thank you. That really answered it.
Okay, my pleasure. And Marianne, you had a question?
Yes, when you put the 5 cloves of garlic in the blender, you add some water and drink it that way, right?
Oh, yes. He was putting some vegetables and some water, but he was doing 5 cloves a couple times a day because he could, you know, he was in agony, and he didn't really want to take he was taking the antibiotics too, but the garlic was, you know, helping the antibiotic.
Yeah. Another way I do it is on a piece of bread, I have a sweet butter, and then I put garlic, chopped up garlic on it, and that actually tastes quite good.
Oh, that's great. But the one, and that's a really good way to get it, but when you're on the Candida cleanse, you aren't supposed to eat bread because it's got yeast in it.
Yeah.
So crackers maybe, or a corn tortilla.
Yeah, okay.
That's good. It does taste good that way.
Mm-hmm. It's good for colds, too. That's what I have when I have a cold.
Well, you know, we call garlic the poor man's antibiotic, so it's good for, it's an antibacterial, antifungal, yeast, anti-parasitic, antibiotic. I mean, it really is. I know alfalfa is the king of herbs, but I really like garlic.
Mm-hmm.
So any other questions? Did you have any questions, Christine?
No, I'm just listening.
Did I lose you?
No.
I do have a testimonial that I'd like to share.
Okay, go ahead, Morgan.
I had a client who was coming in because she had severe nerve pain, neuralgia. She was in agony. She couldn't move. So she came in, and I was doing body work on her, and no matter what I did, it didn't touch her pain. I did four different sessions on her. I was doing a number of different things, and I had remembered that she had talked about how many allergies she had and how many allergy medications she'd been taking. And I also remember her mentioning that she was addicted to sugar. So I ended up giving her the Candida questionnaire, and her number was off the charts. It was twice as much as the number for the test indicates, saying, you might have a problem with Candida if you are above this number. She was at least twice that number. So we started her on the Candida cleanse, and all of her allergies cleared up. Her nerve pain went away immediately, and every single one of her ailments and symptoms went away just by going on the Candida diet and getting rid of the Candida. So the Candida was acting like a number of different problems, and she had no idea that the source of it was her sugar addiction.
Well said. Boy, that's a great, great testimonial.
Wow.
That's great. And if any of you have any questions about that, please feel free to email us. And that is sherryjakes@dimensionsofhealth.net. But also in our office, we have the Candida questionnaire. And it truly is, I find when I put people on the Candida cleanse that they need a support group. So they can call me anytime, or I'll put them in touch with somebody who's been through it, because it's a different lifestyle. And I know my young women who like to party, they go crazy trying to figure out what kind of foods that they can have. But once you get in the rhythm of it, and we have lots of good recipes, Morgan and I do. And I bet, Jerry, do you have some good Candida recipes? Okay.
Yes, Sherry, I do. I'm sorry I was muted. So, I have a lot of recipes and ideas, too, for people with Candida and how to be able to cook without sugar, making desserts or fun treats without sugar so that you don't feel like you're depriving yourself.
Oh, that's really good. And I think, Christine, you said your mom talks to Jerry Tribble.
Yes.
Yeah, so you know who to call, or you can call us any, but as long as you know, you've got a resource if you have more questions, because we've all been through it, and so we know how to answer those questions.
Where is the Candida questionnaire? Where could I find that?
Jerry, do you have one? If not, I do.
I do in my office, but I'm out of town right now, so.
Okay, well, you can get it. You can get it from us, Christine, from Joan, or from Morgan and me. Our phone number is 925-680-0987, and we will send that to her on your behalf, Jerry.
Thank you very much.
Awesome.
So, anyway, if there are no further questions, be sure you turn in at noon on Thursday for zinc. And then next week, as I say, we're going to be doing Adaptimax and Bee Pollen. So thank you so much once again for joining us, and I hope that your evening is wonderful.
Thank you.